Blog Talk Radio.
Part two of Buster's Vision on Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 275. I got two shows going this evening because I had problems with the first show, some audio, but it is so far working, and I'm glad. But everyone, welcome aboard. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online once I get it entered, so you can go back and listen to it. Or after the show, it'll take a half hour to download. The other one's ready to listen to already. I already checked it out. And, Voices Care for Animals, number 274. If you want to go back and listen to it anytime, you don't have to rush, because you can listen and share 24/7. I will be taking calls later on in the show. We've got a half hour here, so I want to get Don back on here from Buster's Vision Nonprofit. She's a board member, and she's a great inspiration out there to the humans and animals. And Don, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry we had problems earlier, but I had to think fast and get another show together to make it work.
Oh, man. Well, you did a good job. There you go.
I did my best.
Personality,
you know,
a split show for my split personality. Just kidding. With everything that's, you know, going on in the world right now with, you know, the COVID and the violence, you got to have a sense of humor.
That's right.
You just
we
got
have
to. Otherwise, you won't make it through.
That's right. We got to keep the faith and not the fear and try to find humor because we have, you know, we're only on this Earth temporarily. We got to make the best of it, and life's going to go on until
Absolutely.
It ends. So we got to make
Absolutely.
The best of it for the humans and the animals. So whatever
yes,
we can
absolutely.
Do to help make that positive impact. I love that word positivity, you know, because there's so
yes.
much negativity out there that it's sickening, you know. So
yes.
we got to, you know, we need more kindness in this world and some, you know, love and
Absolutely.
Care. Absolutely. Respect and dignity out there because we're lacking it very badly, and we need to just with each other stand as one. You know, there's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession out there, so none of them excluded.
Absolutely.
So you know, just sit there and keep these riots up and, you know, this vandalism and fires and all.
Oh, yes. You know,
I mean, it is sickening.
It is sickening. I believe one of the problems with society today is that compassion and empathy.
That's
a very large problem
of.
In
compassion.
Society today. We need, yes, we need more, you know, we need more respect. We need more dignity, like you said. We need more compassion and empathy, definitely.
Yes, more unity in the community, you know. And not divide
unity
us
in the community.
Of our skin color, you know. We can't do that.
Right.
We're all human
yes.
beings. We all breathe the same. We
right.
have, you know, we can see or, you know, smell, talk here. I mean, everything is, you know, the same. And just like with animals and everything, that is, you know, with the what was going on in this world today, that's what we got to look at, Don. We have to look at each other and say, hey, listen, we're on this earth temporarily, not permanently, but temporarily. And with the animals also, you know, they can't speak for themselves. And they do everything we can do. They look, they see, they smell, they eat, they sleep, they walk. You know, they just speak in another language. And it doesn't cost anything to be kind and show dignity and respect to a human or an animal. It doesn't cost nothing. So So what we got to do is, you know, come together, because I don't know about your news feed, but I see things and I'm like, you know, with these children growing up, you got, I mean, they got to be tough cookies to live in this world today. You know, I mean, just if you just
sure
look
do.
At it and zoom in and on it, and it's best that they know about dignity and respect for animals and, you know, compassion for them, because they don't mean nobody no harm. You know, they're harmless.
Animals, animals have
awesome.
As much right to be on this earth as humans do, 100% without a doubt. And, you know, it's unfortunate that animals don't have rights in a lot of cases, and they deserve the same rights as humans. They absolutely do.
Yes, agreed. Totally. You know, because they're not property, they're not things. They're animal living beings. I hate when I hear property. Animals are property. No. What's a
property?
Property. You know, our cars are property. Our living room furniture is property, you know. And that's what they gotta look at. I mean, I hear it's like property. You can't whoever came up with that, if that's
I don't know where that originated, but yeah, I don't like that either. I also don't like to when people refer to pet owners as owners, because again, that infers that it's a piece of property. Owner, you own a bed, you own a house, you own a car, you own your living room furniture. You don't own an animal. You know, I prefer the term pet parent or guardian, pet guardian, you know. I don't like the term owner, because it, again, it implies that an animal is property and an animal is never property. An animal should be a part of your family.
That's right. Agreed totally.
If you have a pet, it should be a part of the family. It shouldn't be your family and then there's the dog or the cat. It should be all family. Everyone's a family, your pet included.
That's right. Furry, I could call Sugar Bear furry daughter. You know, she's a furry loved one. They're just like children.
Yes.
They need love and cared for and attention and talked to. And, you know, and it's not that difficult to do. You have to bring this bond together. And it's so awesome.
Yes.
It's magical. You know, have conversations.
It is, absolutely.
You know, Sugar Bear thinks it'll matter if I don't talk to her, so I have to, you know, give her some attention. Because, and that's with all the former pets and stuff. They love that. They'll just spend time
absolutely
with them.
Absolutely, they do. They absolutely do. You know, you have to pet them and cuddle them and, you know, walk them, get them exercise if they're a dog, play with them. Animals require exercise, but, you know, you have to do the same things for them that you do for the rest of your family. I don't have any human children. I have fur babies. So, you know, my animals are my kids. So I'm not just, you know, a pet guardian. I'm a pet parent. I currently have my dog Blue, who is a senior dog. She's a pit bull. She is 14 and a half. And then I have a rescue squirrel named Jacob, who is 3 and a half. And he, Jacob has neurological problems. So he cannot be released back into the wild. He can't see very well. the function of his back legs is declining because of his neurological status. And so I currently have, you know, and he's a special needs little guy, but he is just the cutest, sweetest little guy ever. And those are my children. They're my children. Yes, I'm one of those people. I don't have any human kids, so I dote on my animals. You know, everything I do for them, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay. And I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way. My animals are definitely a part of my family. They're definitely my kids.
But they all count, you know. They all matter.
They
all
do.
All lives matter.
They do.
All lives matter, including
yes.
all the animals. You know, so that's
all lives matter,
look
definitely,
at.
Including all the animals. Yes, absolutely. You know, which is why it's so important to educate our young people about animals, the way to treat them, the way to care for them. So that they can develop in themselves a sense of compassion and empathy, and to where, you know, if they are somewhere and they see an animal being hurt or abused, you know, they can contact the authorities or tell a trusted adult, and that adult can contact the authorities about it. You know, if we don't teach our children how to love and care for animals, and they see something like that happening, you know, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to have that sense of empathy and compassion, you know, and teaching empathy and compassion for animals also teaches empathy and compassion for people. So, you know, it does two things, you know, it teaches that for animals and it teaches that our children that for people. And really it begins in the home. If you have an animal, you know, in your house, you know, and you have a young child, you know, get your child a coloring book or an activity book about animals. Buster's Vision has a wonderful activity book called Boo and Buster's Big Fun Animal Education Coloring and Activity Book, to where, you know, it has some coloring and it has some little puzzles you can do, but it's a wonderful educational book for young kids, and it's fun. It's an activity book, so it's not like, you know, you're just reading something to them or they're just reading something. You know, if they're that young, they may not be able to read, but you know, it's fun for them to do. So, you know, you make learning fun for them to do. We also have a book called Doggy Hair, and it's just all about doggy hair. You know, if you have animals in your home, and you know, there's going to be hair everywhere. If you know, you can vacuum, you know, all the live long day, and that hair is still going to be everywhere. And
that's,
you
right.
know, you have to come to love the doggy hair because you love the dog. And they have that as a regular book and an animated ebook also. Then they have another animated ebook. We have another animated ebook called My Doggy Eats My Greens. It's an animated ebook. And what that's about is it's a fun book about teaching kids what foods and people foods animals can and cannot have. You know, a lot of people feed their pets table scraps. Some don't like to do it at all, which is good, and that's fine. But if you're going to feed an animal people food, you have to know what you can and cannot give it. And it's different for every animal. Some foods that dogs can have, cats can't have, and squirrels can't have, and, you know, vice versa. And that's important to teach children also, because you don't want your child so, like, for example, chocolate and avocados and nuts are very, very bad for dogs, and grapes. Grapes are just the worst. You know, you don't want your child sneaking the dog this kind of food because that will kill a dog. So, you know, it teaches children on what foods, you know, certain animals can and cannot have. And it's an animated ebook. It's real cute. It's real fun for the youngsters. And with that being said, too, the book doesn't address this, but if you want to give your animal a people medication, for example, let's see, you want to give them pain medication. You have to know which pain medications you can and cannot give them. For example, dogs can have aspirin. They can have, you know, a low dose, that 81 milligram low dose aspirin, but they cannot have acetaminophen or ibuprofen. That will kill them. Cats cannot have that either. That will kill them. Whereas squirrels cannot. That will kill them. Squirrels can have ibuprofen. So you have to, if you're going to do that, you have to educate yourself and your youngsters on, you know, what you can and cannot give an animal as far as a people medication. So then Buster's Vision also has a hip-hop song featuring called Stomp Out Puppy Mills. Hip-hop song is featuring the founder of Buster's Vision nonprofit, Bobby Evenson's two grandkids, and the animated version is just that, an animated version. And what that does, the song, it teaches young children about what puppy mills are and how bad they are. And it's fun for them to watch because, you know, it's got kids in it and it's got dogs in it. And, of course, the animated version, you know, every child likes to watch cartoons. So those are some of the things you can do, you know, because that really starts in the home. Those are some of the things you can do with the younger kids to teach them, you know, animal education and how to treat animals. And, you know, if you have older kids, a little bit older kids, or when those kids grow up and get older, get involved in your community. You can take them to your local animal shelter, you know, to volunteer with you, so they can learn how to, you know, treat animals that way and how to help animals. It, you know, just one small act of kindness goes a long, long way in the lives of animals. And, or you can, you know, you as a family, go on an outing and visit an animal sanctuary. You know, that'd be a fun thing for the family to do. And, you know, kids of all ages will enjoy that. And, you know, you can talk about the animals while you're there and, you know, teach them about the animals and, you know, how to treat animals that way, too. And
it's a great,
you know,
great idea. I mean, everything that you're saying, you know, come on front lines with them to get to know them. Because once the animals have faith in you and trust, you know, they let you pet them. And no matter what animal out there, they, you know, even the cows and the pigs, I went to the sanctuary before and this, you know, just they want to build their trust in you. They're going to be scared at first. That's normal. But, you know, once you have that bond together, it's amazing what you can do. And, you know, like more field trips going to these, you know, animal shelters, one-on-one front lines with them and get to know them. And maybe they'll get the, you know, the child could bring a whole, you know, get close to it and maybe bring the parents in and adopt. And everybody adopt, don't shop, you know, spay and neuter your pets.
Right.
Help save these animals, innocent animals' lives. They're healthy and adoptable. You know, there's millions of put down a year. And that is so sad and heartbreaking. I mean, we can all do better than what we're doing out there. You know, so, you know, somebody's looking for a new family member, tell them adopt, don't shop. Waiting for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
if anybody
days,
wants to
you
call
know,
in, yeah, go ahead.
These days, you know, with the internet and social media, that's where most, if they're looking for an animal to adopt, that's where most people go. They look on the internet, you know, on places like Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet, and or they just go to their directly to their social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, because, you know, lots, you know, people are cross posting lots and lots and lots of animals for adoption that way. And, you know, the more people that share these animals on social media, the better their chances are of getting seen and the better their chances are of getting adoption. You know, nobody really goes to the phone book or just, you know, looks around for, you know, a shelter. People go to the internet and people go directly to social media. And social media is so important these days and a wonderful platform for, you know, animals for adoption. And you can find an animal for adoption that way as well.
Yeah, and you also have a Facebook group on, you know, on Facebook. Is it Petition Adoptions? And because I just
Animal Rights Petitions and Adoptions. Yes, I am. That is a wonderful group. We have, I believe last check was 27K members. It might be more than that now. And, you know, that's what we do. We, you know, people can join that group and we share and, you know, tons and tons and tons of animals for adoption, petitions, you know, and every now and then when you see as an animal advocate, unfortunately, you're going to see a lot of bad and a lot of heartbreaking stuff out there. So within that group, we try to post, you know, cute pictures of animals and animal victory stories and that kind of thing in the mix too, because we're just bombarded and inundated all day long with, you know, sadness. And so, you know, you have to share some happiness from time to time as well to keep people going and to keep people encouraged. And so, you know, we do that on that group as well.
And that's good to do too, you know, because it not only I don't, you know, like Voices Care for Animals and the admins on their support group, you know, I try to post stuff, good stuff, like you said, and your page, your group over there is a wonderful group too. You know, so you want to put good things in there, victories, you know, and mix it up a little bit. Because I'll tell you this, some of this stuff will really get you down if it's all negativity in the groups or the pages. So it's always good to post some good news to everybody, because we all love good news and victories and goals being met. And just, you know, do what
absolutely
you draw them in more,
regardless. Absolutely. Regarding those horrible pictures that we all have to see, there's a quote that I really like from Johnny Depp that says, he says, if you don't like seeing pictures of violence toward animals being posted, you need to help stop the violence, not the pictures. The pictures and the videos are hard to take, absolutely, but don't complain about the pictures. Take steps to do something about it.
That's right. And that is so true too, because, you know, that's the truth and reality of what's going on out there. And you could just, you know, imagine it, you could just vision it, but it's the truth that's happening. So in order to get rid of it, sometimes we have to post those horrific pictures and don't want to.
Yeah.
But we have to, we want these people to get mad about this and take action, not just sit there and bypass it or ignore
it. Right. Well, that's about education too, you know, not necessarily with young people, but with adults. That's about education too. You know, a lot of people don't know that these things even go on. It's about education and bringing awareness to, hey, these things go on. Let's all help and step in and do teamwork to do something about it, to get it stopped.
Yes. I'm all for that teamwork, because that means so much. Because, the more voices and Ray Bittner's strength in numbers, we become stronger and better and help the animals out. And the change is coming in faster. I've seen things come through news feed that so many changes got made that made your head spin because there were so many people involved.
Yeah.
It was going viral. You know, so within some of these petitions, like, hey, check this out. The PACT Act. Remember that last year? That was going
on. Yes,
I do. I mean, the signatures was amazing. Oh, I think it was like 800,000 signatures. And it passed. I mean, President Trump signed it and, I mean, went into effect.
Yeah.
To get enforced, that's the other thing. It has to be enforced.
Exactly.
not just
yes.
put out
honestly,
there.
Honestly, the passing of it is half the victory. It's a victory,
that's right.
but it's half the victory.
Yes.
The next step is it doesn't do any good passing if it if it's not enforced. That's the next
right.
step that has to be done.
Because there's so many laws out there that are just a slap on the wrist. I can't believe it. You know,
absolutely.
Abuser,
yeah,
I mean, probation, and a little bit of jail
yes.
time, a little bit of fine. No, that's not good enough. That animal that suffered that.
It isn't good enough because
whoa.
What that says to society is basically, you know, this is okay for you to do. You're just, you know, exactly a slap on a wrist, minimal trouble or none at all, or you know, nothing happens at all. You know, that person doesn't have to pay any.
Yep. And then it's sad. It's like, why is this happening? You know, it should be, hey, we got Don. I just lost Don. Don, call back in if you can. Things were going good there. I shouldn't be bragging, but I just lost her. But Don, call back in if you can. But, you know, what we got to do, everyone, you know, keep sharing on social media. Press that share button. The like button doesn't do any justice for any of the animals. If you really care about animals, put your best effort in. Share it on social media or call your legislators or sign petitions, whatever you need to do. And, you know, go from there. I got Don back on. Hello, Don. I just
I don't know what happened. I got disconnected. We are just not doing well today, are we?
No, we're not. Nothing's going smooth. Does it ever always go smooth?
No, especially when I'm involved.
Oh,
if I'm
goodness.
Involved, you can guarantee something's going to go wrong. I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't say that. I mean, because this is the first time this happened tonight with the timing and stuff, but... You know, I've had, you know, gotten booted off too, and you as the time goes, because I've been on the radio for over 6 years, you get to
yeah.
learn, you know, whatever problems, because it's not going to go smooth every week. I only
right?
lose, or I lose the guest.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I tell them, keep call back in. And last week,
last week I started to listen to the show last week, but then I had to get off for some reason. It was Shauna from the Farm Animal Sanctuary. Wasn't that right?
Yes, it was the Wildwood Farm
yes,
Sanctuary.
That was it.
Yes, yes, you did a great show too. And what's good is all these shows are. You know, always archived so we can go back and listen and share 24/7.
Absolutely.
275 of them tonight. And they're great.
Right.
And keep going. I'm not going to give up. So,
we're good.
Yeah, because we are the animals' voices and we must be heard. And we must take action.
Absolutely.
If we sit there and just do nothing, nothing's going to change. And they're lives and futures get worse, so we don't want to see that.
True. It's unacceptable to look the other way. It's unacceptable. Do what you can, you know, and you're not going to change the world, but do what you can. Do, you know, even if something as small as getting on social media and signing and sharing a petition or sharing an animal for adoption, sharing a death row for a baby, do what you can. You can, you know, we can all certainly do that. Everybody's on social media. We can all certainly do that much, especially in this, you know, COVID age, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, at home and, you know, not going out much. That's, you know, we can definitely get on social media and, you know, do something about it that way during these times.
Oh, yeah. The social media, all the, you know, all the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, LinkedIn, they're all like landing strips for us to, you know, gather together, whether it's a Facebook page, a group, you
mm-hmm.
know, and pressing
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Share button or, you know, getting the word out there, getting the awareness out, the education, the waking everybody's eyes up, say, hey, this is really going on, you know.
Right.
And I look through my, you know, my news feed, you know, every time I'm on there, to see what's going on and what, how I can help out or, you know, get the word out. A lot of people probably don't know. And once they
see it. See, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't know. I myself, you know, I'm going to call myself out here on this and explain how naive I used to be. I have been volunteering with Buster's Vision for 7 years now. And it wasn't too long before that I didn't know any of these things. I didn't know what a puppy mill was. I thought all shelters were, you know, if you dogs and cats and other animals at shelters, I thought they were all adopted out or they were kept if they weren't adopted. You know, I didn't know the conditions that farm animals had to go through and live in, you know, and even animals that were going to be used as food, you know, just because they're going to be used as food, they're treated horribly, horribly, horribly. And wild animals even, you know, some people make it with all these like pig wrestling events.
Oh,
and
I know what you're talking about.
This one,
yep.
This one really gets under my skin. Squirrel shooting. There are certain cities in America. Mm. I don't know if it goes on in other parts in the world, but there are certain cities in America that each year they hold squirrel shooting events at parks. And, you know, whoever kills the most squirrels wins.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Isn't that sick?
You know,
whoa.
It is. It's horrible. And, you know, there's another quote I really love from the Dalai Lama is, you know, if you can help others, do it. If you cannot do that, at least do not harm them. You know, they don't need to go pig wrestling. They don't need to shoot these squirrels, you know. If you can't help an animal, at least don't harm it. And that goes for people, too. It says, you know, if you can help others. That involves, that goes for people as well as animals. If you can't help them, then at least do not harm them. People do not need to be killing squirrels. They do not need to be, you know, doing pig wrestling and that kind of thing. It's just, you know, and animals for entertainment, you know, tiger shows and stuff like that. That's harmful to the animal. It is. It's harmful.
Right.
It's not entertaining.
Yes.
It's harmful. You know, some people, and I didn't have any idea how they beat those animals into submission to, quote unquote, train them to get them to do what they do, you know, in circuses, you know, at just animal shows. That's harming them as well. It's not helping them. It's harming them, you know, and all in the name of human entertainment. Well, that's not entertaining to me at all.
No, and it's
not
entertaining
at all.
You know, leave the animals alone in freedom. You know, that's the main thing. And let them live comfortably, not forced into, you know, the circus and everything. They have no choice in the matter. I mean, look at bullfighting and stuff. They don't have that.
The bullfighting. Yes.
Cruelty. Dog fighting.
Yes.
There's another one. I mean, I wish those people would
dog fighting is, dog fighting is one thing that I loathe. And another thing I loathe is animal testing and experimenting. That's harming animals, too.
Know.
You know, many, those people that do it think they're not harming animals. They think they're, you know, testing products and medications and whatnot on animals, you know, they're doing it for human benefit. Well, they're not doing, that's not for human benefit because A, there is no need to do that. They have other alternatives now. And B, animals and humans are not the same. They do not have the same physiological makeup because, you know, something is this way or that way on an animal doesn't mean it's going to be this way or that way on a human. I absolutely loathe dog fighting and animal testing and experimentation. That's harming animals.
Yeah.
You know, they think they're
like
not,
that.
But it's harming animals.
Yep. Animal
cruelty.
You know,
dog fighting for profit.
Best. Right.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Mean, it is. It's animal cruelty front lines. It's you know, their rights is getting, you know, kicked to the curb, more or less. I mean, just ignored on a lot of them. I mean, animal cruelty is animal cruelty. Animal abuse and neglect is crimes. And they should be treated like crimes. You know,
animal
abuse,
neglect, and abandonment. Those are all crimes.
Yes.
And they should be treated like crimes, and unfortunately they're not.
No, and that's the sickening part. And here it is, going into 2021, and we still have all these issues. Look, animal testing, dog fighting, bullfighting. I mean, there's this huge list. There's been a lot of progress being made on a lot of issues, but then there's still some that's on the back burner that needs attention and in the spotlight, taken care
right.
of.
Right, and exactly, and that is why education is so important, and you know, that's what Buster's Vision focuses on, is educating children. Absolutely, that's where it starts. It begins in the home, and it should be part of a school curriculum. It should be required. It should be mandatory. Animal education should be in schools as well. But educating of adults. You know, I was just talking about how I didn't know about dog fighting. I had no idea. You know, I didn't know all this cruelty and horribleness went on in the world. You know, I've heard of individual cases here and there of people abusing their animals, but I didn't know it was as widespread a problem as it is. I was so, so naive and just uneducated, and I didn't know any of that. And it wasn't until, you know, just I got on the internet. I started on Pinterest, and that's actually where I met Bobby Evenson, was on Pinterest. And somehow it just started coming up on Pinterest, and that's when I started learning about it. And I was aghast. I was appalled and devastated and heartbroken, and I just could not believe these things went on. And like you said, a lot of people don't know. I didn't know, and I was an adult. I didn't know. So education of our young people and of adults is so, so, so important. And then, you know, with some things, ignorance is bliss. With animal abuse, neglect, and abandonment, ignorance is not bliss. You need to know about it, and you need to get involved and do something about it.
That's right. On the PPJ Gazette, Marty Oakley says, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice. So we have that choice.
Exactly. I love that. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and it's so true. You know, so all the information is there for us. We sometimes have to research, but it's time, once we see it, report it, we got to do something, everybody. We can't just keep letting it go year after year, day after day, because it's not right. I mean, we have to fight for justice for all, even the animals, because they so well deserve it. So
absolutely.
And thanks for Dawn for all the inspiring work that you do, and a big shout out to Bobby Evanson, and I hope I get connected with her soon and have her on with you. I would love to have you back on by, you know, probably after the summer going into the fall, but bring you back on and give the audience your website, please, and your Facebook, and that way they can have it. Go ahead.
Okay. The website is bustersvision.org, and we have two Facebook pages and one Facebook group. The two Facebook pages are Buster's Vision Nonprofit, and then Buster's Vision. Buster's Vision Registry for Shelters, Fosters, Transporters, and my mind just checked out and went out the door somewhere in La La Land. Buster's Vision for Shelters, Transporters, Fosters, and Rescues. That's it, Rescues.
Hey,
okay.
You did it. All right.
I have problems. our Facebook group that you can join is called Animal Rights Petitions and Adoptions.
Okay, great. This is awesome. Don, I want to really thank you for coming back on this evening. And sorry that
absolutely,
the show got
separated.
Absolutely,
it's my honor and my pleasure.
But we did it. We pulled through.
We did.
Through.
Just so you know, if you have me back as a future guest, be prepared because we're going to have some more problems.
Oh, no.
You know what my mom tells me? My mom tells me I am an accident looking for a place to happen. She's told me that since I was a child. So get ready.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you did great. And I'm proud of you, you know. Keep up the
thank
great
you.
Work.
I appreciate
doing.
It.
And everybody, thanks for tuning in this evening. The show will be downloaded probably 20 minutes after. The first one's done, Voices Caring for Animals, number 274. And you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Voices Caring for Animals. Or you go on the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. And on the right-hand search bar, Voices Care for Animals search, and it'll pop up. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, Don. And looking forward to having
you
back on. And keep
up
the
outstanding
work you are doing. I mean, it's awesome. You know,
thank
you.
I appreciate it.
All the staff and all the volunteers out there. You know, give them a big shout out. And no, hey, we got to give credit when credit's due and appreciate one another while we do and say thank you for what you're doing. Because it's
absolutely
heartfelt, it's meaningful, and it's inspiring. It keeps you going, you know, just being a part of the team, the Animal Warrior brothers and sisters out there. Strength
absolutely.
And numbers, Ray Bittner. Thank you for tuning in this evening. And next week we'll have Bob Engelson. So hope you come back 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific every Thursday. Everyone, you can tune in, listen to the same number, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to have a in the queue. But everyone, have a great evening. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Don. And this show will be ready
to
be listened to as soon as it's done. Okay?
Wonderful. And thank you, Debbie,
I'll
for,
be in contact
for all
with you.
You do for
come
the
back.
Animals as well.
Hey, you're so welcome. I do my best. You know, whatever
absolutely,
I can do.
Absolutely, you do.
But may God bless everybody. Keep prayers coming for these animals and humans in this USA, United States of America. Hope this COVID-19 disappears. Good night, everyone. Have a nice and peaceful evening. Bye-bye.